What if you could transform the choices you make and unlock your business potential? Every decision you make has the power to shift your path. You have the ability to make inspired choices that drive growth and sales. Get ready to tap into the innovative power within you. Now, here's your host of Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert, Christine McIver.
What if the breakthrough your business needs isn't another strategy, isn't another course, and isn't another hire, but one simple shift in the way you're thinking, leading, or operating today? Good question to ponder, right? Hey, everybody. Welcome to Inspired Choices for Business Growth. I am your host, Christine McIver. I'm so glad to be back with you. I've taken a couple of weeks off to enjoy some interesting times here in the world and to absolutely start to enjoy some of the summer that we have here in the Northern Hemisphere. I hope you are doing amazing, and I hope you're ready for another business growth challenge. I love talking about business. I love talking about business from the perspective of growth, because that's what we're all desiring, but also from this perspective of growth within you as the entrepreneur. You've heard me say it a million times, I'm sure, if you're listening to this show often, is that your business only grows to the level that you grow. You are the most important asset in your business, and you can be the most important liability in your business as well if you're not challenging yourself to grow and to grow in the way that actually contributes to you, to your daily life, to your body, to your bank account, to everything about you. It really is so important for you to understand that the focus needs to be on you. As you focus on who you are and you focus on how you show up in the world, you focus on how you support yourself, how you challenge yourself, how you grow yourself, as you focus more and more and more on you, that will permeate out to your reality. That will permeate out to the world. So many business owners are looking outside and then making choices, and I 100% disagree with that. Who the hell cares what anybody else is doing? Who the hell cares about what anybody else thinks about you? You know, Gary Vee, who's somebody that I follow, I love listening to his perspectives, the way he looks at things. And he said something this week is like, nobody's going to care when you're dead, so why do you care now? And I'm like, yes. It's so easy for us. I don't know what the statistic is on how long it is before people forget about us when we die, but it's not very long. It's your life. It's your business. It's the thing that really brings you joy is about you. It's not about everybody else. I don't believe in competition. Yes, there are people that do what I do. I don't believe in competition because nobody is exactly like me. Nobody has my brilliance. Nobody has my flaws. Nobody has my creations. Nobody has the spunk, the thoughts, the conviction that I have. Nobody is like me. And nobody can compete with me because they're not like me. When I connect with a client, when a client connects with me, they're getting me. They're not getting someone else. And so for someone else to show up with the same service offerings, it's a title. It's a description. It's not the same. It can never be the same. So stop looking outside at everybody else and keep your focus in on you. It is completely and totally about you. You know, the word inspired, which was my business, Inspired Choices was my business name when I started my business 18 years ago. And the word inspired means the spirit within you. And that's what this is all about. That's what my business has been about. That's what this platform, Inspired Choices Network, has been all about. It's about the spirit that's within you. And all of the hosts on the network, the guests that come on, 99% of them are talking about how you can show up in your world and how you can create greater with your relationships, with your business, with your body, with your body, your bank account, with all of it is about you. And when we begin to understand that the focus needs to be on us, this is where everything can start to shift and change. And that's why I invite you today to not only be focusing on the business growth, but always with you at the center of everything that you are doing within your business. So, if you would like to learn more, if you would be curious to learn what it would be like to work directly with me, I'd love to have a conversation with you. You can jump over to my website at christinemciver.com. You can send me an email, christine@christinemciver.com, or check me out on any socials across the internet. You'll find me there. All right, let's jump into today's show. So today's show is Simple Shifts That Explode Business Growth. Simple, and I do mean simple. I like to keep things simple because when you're keeping things simple, you're more likely to follow through. If things get too complicated, we often get too overwhelmed and we then avoid it or beat ourselves up, you know, somewhere in between there. So I'm going to read the show description to you and then we will jump right into the show. So most business growth doesn't come from massive breakthroughs. It comes from small, intentional shifts that change everything. In this episode, I'm going to reveal the subtle yet powerful adjustments that can dramatically improve profitability, leadership, client attraction, decision-making, and business momentum. If you've been working harder without seeing the growth you desire, it may be time to stop chasing more and start shifting differently. These simple shifts and changes can create extraordinary business results. The businesses that experience explosive growth are rarely built on constant reinvention. They are built by leaders who are willing to examine what no longer is serving them, make intentional adjustments, and consistently improve the way they think, lead, communicate, and operate. When you begin optimizing the fundamentals instead of adding more complexity, you create a business that grows with greater ease, confidence, and stability. So that's what today's show is all about. If you have any questions or comments, I would love for you to send them to me or comment wherever you are listening or watching this episode. Your contribution can start a dynamic conversation that can contribute to many. So let's talk about first about what business growth isn't. It isn't always doing more. And I know that that probably is a contradiction in your mind, but it really is true. Oftentimes, entrepreneurs assume more effort equals more success, and that's not always the case. Here's a challenge that entrepreneurs have. Entrepreneurs are often very creative people. They have ideas, 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 ideas. And some of the challenges with having so many ideas is execution on those ideas. I've worked with many, many business owners who have great ideas. And then when it comes down to follow through, when it comes down to the finishing details, they oftentimes get stuck. They oftentimes get overwhelmed. And what is more attractive and more exciting is more ideas. Well, then that creates more doing, more doing, more doing. And that doesn't mean that you are actually going to be growing your business. I have worked with several business owners who have wonderful, fabulous ideas. They're great, but they're not executing on the ideas that they have had most recently. And they oftentimes leave these ideas half-baked, half done. And what happens, and you may have had this experience yourself, is you come up with these ideas, you start to get going, and then you've put so much effort and time into it, and you're not seeing any financial results from it. You're not seeing people take advantage of these offers, or you haven't even put those offers out there, and now you feel defeated. And then you go into a spiral of what's wrong with me? Why can't I do this? Why am I not making any money? Maybe I'm not as smart as I think I am. Maybe I shouldn't have started my own business. Anyone? Anyone out there? I absolutely know what that feels like. I have been there for sure. And I needed to step back and I needed to really examine the truth of what was going on. When we put all of the focus on us as far as results with our creations, we can definitely beat ourselves up very, very easily. And I'm sure many of you have done that yourself. You know, as brilliant as you may be, you don't have all the pieces to the puzzle. You don't have all of the skill set that requires to execute in a business. And that's where, when you first start your business, it can be so challenging because we're trying to learn how to do all the things, right? Maybe you are great at one-on-ones with people, but you're not super great with systems. You know, maybe you're super great with video and audio, but you're not super great with tracking things, tracking your time. Maybe you are excellent at reading people, but not excellent at doing your invoicing. There are, you don't have every single solitary skill required to execute in a business. No one does. That's why it's important that we hire people. However, if you are at a space and place in your business where you do not have the funds right now, or you do not have the system set up that you can actually have team members supporting you, then simplicity is your key. Simplicity and consistency is your key to execute in a way that really helps to grow you and really helps to grow your business. So, in reality, more activity frequently creates more complexity. So, again, if you have all these ideas going on, it can get really overwhelming. There can be a lot of chaos, and it can become very, very complex to the point that you feel like you are nearly drowning in all your to-dos and all of your systems that you need to set up that you may not be able to execute on. So, sustainable growth really does come from increasing effectiveness, not workload. If you have one set service and you really get that service down pat to the point that you have standard operating procedures, you have a system in place, you have a time and date that you do all of the steps within your system, and you execute on that very, very well to the point that it becomes a very simple, repeatable system, a repeatable project. When you get there, when you get to that system, that becomes part of your programming in your mind so that it is so easy for you to, first of all, execute quickly and efficiently. It's also fabulous for you to be able to then pass that on to a team member. So when it's efficient for you and you've worked out all the details on it, you can now be efficient in teaching someone else. So what actually occurs is they don't have to sit there and figure out the how to do it, the when to do it, the reasoning for the how to do it. They don't have to do that because you've got this system down really effectively, and therefore you can train someone else. That turns into less time that it takes them to do the work because they know how to do it exactly that way. They do not need to have in-depth knowledge on your business to execute on a system. It takes them less time, which costs you less money. When you have got that program in place and it's repeatable and it's something that is teachable again and again, then you can move on to adding something additional. And that's where your business growth starts to occur. You being effective with your systems and really getting these down well is so important. And it's important for you to understand that when you get something down that effectively and you get that system down really, really simply, your confidence in execution is going to increase. And an entrepreneur who has confidence absolutely can begin to grow themselves and effectively grow their business. So, you know, I want you to keep in mind that entrepreneurs are creative and often lack some task work. Right? They lack the ability to do repeatable tasks, repeatable tasks. Give yourself a break. If you're someone who's very creative and you're not a taskmaster doing the same thing over and over and over and over again, you can begin to create lack of confidence within yourself, and you can begin to go into criticizing yourself. You need to get to know who you are and what you are really competent at and where you need support. Now, if again, you don't have the funds to bring someone on your business, when you are having the conversation with yourself about, okay, here's the task that we need to do, and you're doing that task, you can be caught talking to yourself. You can be giving yourself motivation by saying, it's okay. Right now, this is what we need to do. We're not going to be doing this forever. This is what we need to do to grow our business. And you can have that conversation. And what that does when you're having that self-conversation, that lowers your resistance. That lowers your resistance and it lowers your distraction. You need to lower your resistance to doing same tasks repeatedly, and you need to lower your resistance to being distracted. As an entrepreneur, we can get distracted so easily. Our ideas are popping all the time. That is your gift. That is your nature. What you have to do as an entrepreneur is you have to challenge yourself to put the systems in place and keep them simple so that you can do those tasks while you are growing. This is one of the most important pieces in working with an entrepreneur and working with a business owner, is assisting them to get these systems down packed and keep them simple so that they can make the right shift that outperforms their systems month. Outperform months of hard work, right? So you don't need to be working harder. You absolutely need to be working smarter. And that means simple systems for the creative mind allows the creative mind to complete the tasks without going into overwhelm or distraction or complete avoidance. How many of you out there completely avoid the tasks that you know need to be completed for you to succeed? Be honest with yourself. It's okay to say, yeah, man, I avoid them. Yeah. Let's talk about avoidance. Let's talk about what it is that you actually desire so that you can stay out of avoidance and grow into that business. Okay, my friends, we are up for our break of the show. You are listening to Inspired Choices for Business Growth with your host, me, Christine McIver. We are on the Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back right after this break. Stay tuned.
What if every business decision you made was aligned with a clear vision for your future success? Imagine the impact on your growth and profitability. On Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert Christine McIver challenges you to focus your decisions on the bigger picture, helping you align your actions with the future you want for your business and yourself. With her expert insights and no-holds-barred approach, Christine guides you to optimize your business strategies for sustained growth and success. Ready to make choices that drive your business forward? Tune in now to start shaping your future today.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Inspired Choices for Business Growth with business optimization expert Christine McIver. To participate in the program, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending to Christine at ChristineMcIver.com. Now, back to the program.
Yes, my friends, back to the program. Welcome back, everyone. Today, we're talking all about simple shifts that explode business growth. And if you missed the first segment, please do go back and grab that because that set the stage for everything we're going to talk about from now going forward. So we were talking about avoidance. That was kind of one of the last pieces that I was focusing on, and how as entrepreneurs, we can go into avoidance of tasks. It's very, very simple. What I often hear, not only myself say, but lots of other business owners say is, I'm so busy. And I get it. We are busy people and there's nothing wrong with that. But why are we busy? How are we busy? And what I want to talk to you about right now is shifting from busy to intentional. Are we busy just doing small little tasks like whatever pops, or are we being intentional about the work, the execution, the timeliness of what we are doing? Busyness actually creates an illusion of productivity. So you need to be challenging yourself. You need to be, it's nearly like you need to be both, like as if there's two people inside of you. All right. I oftentimes will say, you know, look at yourself. You are the leader. You're the entrepreneur. You're the boss, but you're also the employee. Regardless of how many team members you may have, you are still an employee of the business. And so what you want to be looking at is, am I being busy, which is making me feel like I'm productive, but is it creating an illusion of productivity? You know, one of the things that we oftentimes do is we will do a review of the last year, and then we will set these glorious targets for the beginning of the next year. And then just like business values, you know, we will just tuck them away and only pull them out when, you know, at that time of the year when it's convenient or whatever. And this is where you as an entrepreneur, you as the CEO, and you need to step into that role more and more. You as the CEO need to be challenging yourself. Am I busy for business sake, or am I actually being productive? Is what I am doing being productive? How will you know if you're being productive? Well, it's not about just checking that box. You're being productive if what you are doing is actually leading to the targets that you set at the beginning of the year, the targets that you set each quarter. That's where you know that what you are doing, the tasks that you are doing, are actually being productive. All right. Being productive is not just doing. Being productive is creating an outcome that will produce the targets that you are desiring. All right. So remember that. All right. That's a really very, very important point. You need to be challenging yourself. Intentional leaders know exactly what matters most. So are you being an intentional leader? Are you leading yourself? All right. I'm always going to come back to, if you're a solopreneur, if it's just you and you and you and you and you in your business, are you seeing yourself as a CEO? Are you seeing yourself as being intentional? Or are you seeing yourself as a small business owner? You know, I've done a show a few weeks back. I can't remember the date, but it was about your identity. And it's an important show that if you haven't heard that, I strongly, strongly encourage you to go listen to it. If you're identifying yourself as a small business owner, you're going to operate as a small business owner. If you desire to be a CEO, if you desire to have business growth, you need to embody being a CEO today. That's the bottom line. There's lots more in that show, though, to listen to. But what I really want to say is, you've got to learn to be an intentional leader, an intentional CEO, and know exactly what matters most. So simple shifts in looking at those targets that you have and simply looking at, okay, yes, these tasks need to be done. Let's say you have 10 tasks that need to be done each day. Yes, those tasks need to be done. But am I focusing on the tasks first and the targets last? And at the end of the day saying, oh, I work so hard. I'm so tired. I can't, I'll get to them tomorrow. That's not intentional. That's reactive. That's coming and looking at a list and going, oh shit, I just want to get some of this shit done and get out of it. And yeah, you're going to have those days where you think that. You're going to have those days. That's okay. But is that your norm? Is that what you're doing on the regular? Ah, thank you. My producer got me the show date. The CEO Mindset Shift was the show, and the date of that is May 13th, 2026. So please go and listen to that show. It really did make a big impact, even for me. Even me doing it, I'm challenging myself more and more. So every task should connect to a larger business objective. So ask yourself, is the task that you are doing today connecting to a larger business objective? If it is not, if it's busy work, if it's checking a box work, that's not going to cut it for you to get to business growth. And as you are identifying these different tasks as this is busy work that needs to be done, but it is busy work that can be trained, someone else can be trained to do, you've got to identify them separately. So maybe you have on your calendar, okay, I've got an hour in the afternoon. When is your highest productivity time? That's another really good thing to identify. I know that I am better in the morning and in the evening, as weird as that might sound, I know I'm more productive then. I think it has something to do with the quietness of the world in my universe, right? It's less quiet. There's not as much busyness in the world energetically in the morning and in the late evening. And I am able to execute better. In the afternoon, my energy is not as high as far as creativity goes, as far as large business objectives go. I am much, much better in the afternoon to get the busy tasks done, to get the less business objective, but tasks that need to be done, done. That may be when I'm doing my invoicing. That may be when I am going and following up with team members. That may be when I am doing my social media check-ins and commenting and sharing, right? That's when I am doing things that do not require deep contemplation, deep execution, but really tasks that I want to be doing still, but that doesn't require my mind to be on target as deeply. I hope that makes sense. This is an important piece for you to remember. And one of the things that you want to do is you want to eliminate activity that doesn't create meaningful results. Are you doing things that really doesn't create meaningful results? And you know, whether you have team members or not, that's an important thing to be really looking at. There is a one of the things that I do with many of my clients is I put them on a task listing of what they do each day. Now, this is not something they build before the day begins. This is something that they build as the day goes along. And it's a very simple, you can do this very, very easily. Get an Excel spreadsheet. You put down the side the tasks as you do them. And across the top, you put 20-minute intervals, okay? And all you do is put an X in the box that corresponds to that task. So if you do something for an hour, you're going to have three X's across, all right? At the end of the day, at the end of the week, you're going to add up all of those 20 minutes, and you're going to see how much time you are actually spending. And this requires you to be so accountable to yourself. It's an important task. It's a pain in the ass, but it's so important, and it reveals a great deal. You will see how much time you are spending on things. And then if those tasks that you are doing, if you might be surprised how much time you spend on them. And then you may be really kicking your butt saying, you know what, I'm spending way too much time on this, and it's not actually adding to the growth and the bottom line that I desire. This is important because your calendar actually reveals your priorities more honestly than your goals. And doing this will then drive what you are going to schedule yourself into. You need to be, as a CEO, you need to be scheduling yourself for your tasks, not just to be in reactive mode to people wanting to talk to you or jumping into this or jumping into that. You've got to hold yourself accountable. You are the CEO and the employee. And a question I often ask entrepreneurs is, would you fire you for what you did this week? And if you hesitate or you get a yes, oh my goodness, we need to dive in. We need to do more work to really support you to become the CEO of your business. You can be the CEO, but you didn't grow up learning how to be the CEO. You learn this on the job. And this is what I have been doing for more than 18 years. I have been holding myself accountable. And my job prior to that, I was in HR. So I had to hold everybody else accountable. It wasn't easy to turn that around and do that with myself, but I knew it was critical for business success. And that's what I do with other people. That's what you can be doing for yourself. And if you're looking for support on what you need to be doing, a loving, kind, somebody that will hold you accountable, kick your butt when you need it kicked, and cheer you on, that's me. Give me an email, Christine at ChristineMcIver.com. Check out my website. You will see all the things that I do with entrepreneurs. And if you're not ready for that yet, that's okay. Keep listening to the shows. Keep diving into the subjects that I discuss and the challenges that I lay out for you. That will help you to grow. And that you being successful in business creates a more successful world that we all want to be a part of. You actually have a responsibility to be successful. And I can get into that more. But right now, we're going to go for our next break. You're listening to Inspired Choices for Business Growth. I'm your host, Christine McIver. We're talking all about being the entrepreneur and about how simple shifts can explode business growth. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
What if every business decision you made was aligned with a clear vision for your future success? Imagine the impact on your growth and profitability. On Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert Christine McIver challenges you to focus your decisions on the bigger picture, helping you align your actions with the future you want for your business and yourself. With her expert insights and no-holds-barred approach, Christine guides you to optimize your business strategies for sustained growth and success. Ready to make choices that drive your business forward? Tune in now to start shaping your future today.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is Inspired Choices for Business Growth with business optimization expert Christine McIver. To participate in the program, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending to Christine at ChristineMcIver.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, everyone. I hope you're enjoying today's show. If you have any ideas that you would like to share or anything that you would like to question about what I would do, please do reach out, send me an email, make a comment. I would love to have a discussion or even bring you a show all about that. The next topic that we're going to get into is stop solving today's problems only. So many people are focusing on, we're in reactive mode. We're not actually building for the future. One of the things that I am often doing is I'm thinking, okay, this is what's going on today, but what about tomorrow? What about next week? What about next year? If I make this choice, how is that going to impact the future? How is that going to impact the team members? How is that going to impact my current clients? And I'm oftentimes in that contemplation about here and now and in the future. And one of those things that I did, you know, was really looking at, it was about a year and a half ago, close to 2 years ago, that I came up with a business idea. And I started to really look at where that could go and what would be involved to bring it to fruition. And that was the service called Podcast to Bookshelf. Now, we didn't know what we were doing at the beginning. We didn't know how we were going to do it. We didn't have our system down pat, but I said, okay, let me go first. And so we took episodes that I have done on the network and we turned them into chapters in a book. So the book is called, if you're not watching me right now, the book is called CEO Without Apology. You can purchase it through Amazon, ebook, paperback, hardcover, whichever you choose. And once you do, there's also a lot of free resources to support you in this growth of your business in connection to this actual book. But this was something that had to be planned for the future, right? A lot of the things that you are doing need to be not just for today, but you need to be looking at for the future and learning how to balance solving today's problems with the future requires someone that has a CEO mindset. And as we were talking about last, we were talking about your calendar, looking at your tasks. Are you being consistent? Are you making simple shifts in what you are doing in order to be able to execute greater? That is so, so important. So many owners, business owners, they get trapped in the reactive decision-making, reactive, 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 and they get overwhelmed, right? Please know that as a business owner, as a CEO, there are going to be many decisions to be made. Many, many decisions. You're going to be okay. You know, when I started to shift, I was definitely someone that was always worried. I was in this space of worry. Oh my God, what if this doesn't work? And that voice was going on oftentimes. And I was just like, okay, enough, especially here on the network. If you don't know, the Inspired Choices Network was a creation of mine, came to fruition in 2017. And I felt so responsible because my clients were other hosts. And I wanted to make sure that things were always running smoothly for them. You know, I would do whatever it took to make sure that they had a successful show, that the technology worked, that everything, you know, was on time and everything was smooth. But shit happens, right? Shit happens. And when things went wrong, I would absolutely go into freak because I felt so incredibly responsible that things didn't go perfectly for them. And then I really had to sit back and really have a deep conversation with myself and say, everything's going to be okay. Even when something goes wrong, even when technology fails, even when, you know, the electricity goes out, even when somebody messes up and doesn't show up, we can make it right. How did I get to that space? First of all, building my own confidence was number one. Second of all, was building a relationship with my customers, with my clients, where they knew they could trust me and where I would always have their back, that I would make things right, even if things went wrong. And so when I built that with them, my confidence increased and my stress calmed. When I was able to do that, I was less in reactive mode, right? Great CEOs solve problems before they actually exist. So when you know that there's problems, you start putting in your mind, okay, if this happens, this is what we do. If this happens, this is what we do. Of course, a lot of that's going to come from experience, but a lot of it's also going to come from just allowing yourself to be open to the possibility of something going wrong. If you're not open to the possibility, you are going to increase your stress and you're going to be back in that reactive seat again and again and again, right? You want to build systems instead of consistently and constantly fixing mistakes. Put your systems in place. Maybe even have a brainstorming session with your coach or with your team and talk about what else could go wrong and what would we do and get those systems down pat. Standard operating procedures is something that people avoid writing up. they can be a godsend. How are you going to go away on a business trip or go away on vacation or take very much needed time off to just take care of your mental state if you have to constantly be on call with your team, if you have to constantly be on call with your clients? If you're not putting these things in place, you are going to stay in reactive mode and you are going to zap your energy, you're going to zap your creativity, and you are not going to be able to grow. Again, let's come back to what simple changes can you make, right? Anticipation can create stability if you are willing to really look at this and bring yourself into that space of calm and CEO mindset. That CEO mindset knows what's important and knows how it needs to operate. Future focusing thinking actually accelerates your growth. So for instance, this weekend, one of the things that I did was I made a list of all of the things that needed to be accomplished and all of the things that needed to get done. And oftentimes, you know, just like anybody else, I can put down lots of tasks, but I put down the priority based on my targets and based on client support. I know what needs to be done in order to support my clients, in order to support my business. And that's what I focused on. And I acknowledged each thing as I completed them. Acknowledging what you've accomplished, not just checking a box, but really acknowledging, look what I did, and listing all of those things can grow your confidence. And it also can show you that you are driving in the right direction, right? If you are focusing just on the simple tasks and not some of the big tasks that grow your targets, that's going to keep you back in that busyness. That's not where you want to be, right? And another thing that you really want to be focusing on, and something that is so important, is you need to upgrade your decision speed. There are so many times that people are delaying their decision costs, delaying their decisions, which costs them more than imperfect does. I don't know how many people that I have spoken to over the years, and you've heard it too, and you've probably said it yourself, I'm not ready yet. I'm not ready yet. I'm not ready yet. You know what? You're never going to have it perfect. And I know you've probably heard this 100,000 times, but we need to hear it often, often, repeatedly. You're never going to be 100% perfect. You can't, because you don't know all of the things in the future. But if you could begin to really make your decisions and make them quicker and start to execute on them, you're going to know what needs to be done faster and faster and faster. It's going to grow your confidence through your actions. And then you're going to trust. You're going to trust your experience and your business wisdom more and more because you've taken that action. You've made this decision. You've learned from it and you grew. This kind of momentum can really compound over time, and that is decisive leadership. When you are doing this, when you are making these decisions quickly and moving forward without that negative voice trying to take over again and again, that's going to be where the business will really evolve and grow, and that's where the rewards will be, right? Speed up. Be intentional about what you're focusing on. Get your simple systems in place and really focus each and every day on those bigger targets. Keep coming back to those bigger targets. Even once a week or once a month, look at those targets and go, okay, what did I do this week that brought me closer to those targets? What did I do this month that brought me to those bigger targets? There are so many things to do. You can get lost in your to-dos from a huge, huge level of tasks. If I was to list all the tasks that all of my team members are doing and what I am doing in a day, in a week, in a month, it would be mind-blowing. But as I've gotten these simple tasks done, down to a simple process, I've got my standard operating procedures in place and I know what needs to be done. That's where the momentum really can kick in. And this is what you can be doing for yourself too. You want to shift from really selling all the time to really solving. Clients don't buy products, they buy outcomes. So are you looking at what needs to be solved? Are you bringing that to the table with your clientele so you can grow? Or are you out there constantly having conversations around, sell, 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 sell? That turns me off when people are always in the sell mode. I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in what problem can you solve for me? And so is everybody else that's looking at you. What problem do you solve? And do you have the energy behind it of please buy, please buy? Or do you have the confidence behind it of this is what I do, this is what I'm excellent at? Is that something that you can say with confidence, or is that still something that pulls you? Is that something that really, oh, I don't believe it? We got to examine that. We got to look at what that is, right? You can start this entire process of the simplification in systems. You can improve one system every week. If you improved one system every week, if you spent time each day looking at that system and coming back to it again and again, don't look at it just once. Come back to it. If you came back to it every day and you looked at that system, something's going to pop differently. You're going to get more efficient at that. And this is where those operational improvements can happen. And that's where those simple systems can really get fine-tuned and start to grow your business, right? Every inefficient process does cost you money. Your time is so incredibly valuable. That is something that, I want to talk about again in future episodes because people don't realize how critical their time is and how much that time is part of your business growth. All right, speaking of time, we are up to our final break of the show. You're listening to Inspired Choices for Business Growth. I'm your host, Christine McIver. I hope you're enjoying today's show. I'm enjoying bringing it to you. We will be right back after this break. Please come back with us.
What if every business decision you made was aligned with a clear vision for your future success? Imagine the impact on your growth and profitability. On Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert Christine McIver challenges you to focus your decisions on the bigger picture, helping you align your actions with the future you want for your business and yourself. With her expert insights and no-holds-barred approach, Christine guides you to optimize your business strategies for sustained growth and success. Ready to make choices that drive your business forward? Tune in now to start shaping your future today.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Inspired Choices for Business Growth with business optimization expert Christine McIver. To participate in the program, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending to Christine@ChristineMcIver.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, everyone. I was just thinking about, a lot of people, we're getting these conflicting messages. We talk about business growth and you need to work harder. You need to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. You need to do all that. And it's like, but you need to take time for yourself. You need to be calm. That can be a really confusing world out there for us all, right? And experiencing all of it, it's okay. You're going to come to that space. And when you prioritize you, you're going to come to that space of what really, really works for you. And it's okay what works for somebody else. That's fine. Identifying what works for you is so important. And holding yourself accountable, raising your leadership standard for yourself is one of the best things that you can do. holding yourself accountable. And it's difficult when you're a solopreneur. It's difficult when you have a large team. That's actually where business coaches came from. It's where the leader needed to raise their standard and they needed someone to help them to figure that out, right? When you raise your standard, teams will reflect that leadership they experience. They will reflect that in the way that they show up in business as well. Expectations should continually evolve. Your expectations of yourself should continually evolve. And when you are doing this, when you are keeping that simple shift of always holding yourself accountable and holding yourself accountable to raise your leadership, looking at what you're doing for yourself. If you're telling your team they need to take care of themselves and you're pushing yourself to the brink of exhaustion, you're not being a leader. You're actually talking out of two sides of your mouth, and that's going to really impact your business. Raising your leadership standard is walking your talk. It is actually following through. Everything I talk about on these shows, you know, I'm not doing these shows just for you. I do them for myself as well because they really ring true for me. But I also know that there's always information in my shows for me to look at for how I operate. Am I operating that way? Is there something I can fine tune even more? And that's where accountability can create freedom. When you are holding yourself accountable to really following through on your targets, to following through on keeping things simple, on executing in systems that support your targets, that's where you can really grow your business. And that's where you're going to start to feel freedom because you're going to know that, hey, I'm doing what's required for me to grow my business so that I can have my dreams. I can take care of my family. I can contribute to the world around me because I am doing this for myself each and every day. You don't need to be going out into the world and feeding the hungry. You can be holding yourself accountable. You can be growing yourself within yourself and within your business. And that leads out to the rest of the world, the rest of the teams around you, the clients. When we collectively are growing ourselves and growing our businesses and growing our bank accounts, this is where that responsibility that I talk about kicks in. You are responsible. You need to hold yourself responsible to grow yourself, to grow your business so you can grow your bank account, so you can contribute to the world financially, to contribute to your family, to contribute to the greater good of what it is that you desire to see in the world. There are many times that I will see people asking for donations. Lots of times I don't, but there are times where I'm like, yeah, this is something that's worthy of a donation from me because this speaks to my values. And this is the way that I can contribute in the world. That's maybe not my area of expertise. I'm over here doing what I can do. And as I grow my bank account, I can contribute to the world in a different way. So that's raising my leadership standard for myself. Better leadership can create better business performance. Bottom line, are you being a better leader of yourself for yourself? Please look at that. We've got so many other topics we can be leaning into about this. You want to protect your energy like an asset. That is so critical. Really direct your energy towards the decisions that are going to create the growth. Direct your energy towards the things that is going to really sustain your business and sustain you as the CEO in your business. If you could make one powerful shift today, what would it be? Ask yourself that question each day. What one powerful shift can I make today? And just allow yourself to follow it. Hold yourself accountable. I really want you to understand that you as the business owner, you need to hold you, the employee, accountable. Business transformation rarely happens because someone discovers a magic formula. It just doesn't. It happens because you, as the business leader, are willing to make the small strategic shifts that can grow your business consistently over time. The entrepreneurs that build extraordinary businesses aren't necessarily the smallest or the busiest. They're the ones who continually refine, optimize, and elevate how they think, decide, and lead. If you could make that one shift today, what difference will it make? Remember, your decisions and your shifts will compound over time. You can grow your business as you grow yourself. My friends, this is so important. It doesn't require you to do 100 things. Get out of busyness and get into strategy. Get out of do, and get into intentional choices, intentional actions that is going to create ease for you. And it's going to create that momentum in your business that's going to create the confidence that you desire. I want you to be successful in business. I think business is one of the most glorious things in the world. It always lights me up. And I would love that for you as well. Again, reach out to me, Christine, at christinemciver.com. And until next time, remember, you can always make another choice. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to Inspired Choices for Business Growth. Christine McIver will be back next Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain, and 5 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Be sure to join us again for you and your business. Until then, remember to make the choices that align with your true desires. This is your business, and it's time to create the future you truly want.